Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Shlosh Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina. Should have bracha ve'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yodav. We're going to be discussing b'siyata d'shmaya, the gather of the mitzvahs Pidgin HaBen. And we want to understand whether Pidgin HaBen is a piron chov. It is paying one's monetary obligation of the five slime to the Kohen. Or alternatively, it is a matana. It's a gift to the Kohen. But it's not, the gather is not piron chov. It's the scene of the Kohen. The Ktzos HaChoshen and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Dalet brings the sheet of the Pre-Chodesh. That respect to Pidgin HaBen, we know that normally we have a question, can one give something Baal Korcho? Can you force somebody to accept, let's say, Kiddushin? Can you force a woman to accept Kiddushin? She's not interested in marrying you? You're not her Prince Charming? She's got another Prince Charming in mind? You give her the money? Can you force her? Niet. Excuse me, I like to throw in Russian. My Russian roots, even though I was never in Russia, nor were my ancestors, to the best of my knowledge. Although I was very happy in 1980 when the United States hockey team beat Russia. And Al McGuire cried out, "Do you believe in miracles?" "Yes!" And then Mike Ruzioni and the Ganze Chevre, they all started dancing together in Mamish Tahora because they beat the Russians in hockey. And I think that was the semifinals, and the finals, I think they beat Finland. That's Russia. Oh, I got onto that because I said niyet. Akopana, by Kiddushin, it doesn't work. But by Pidgin HaBen, it works. Nesina Baal Korcho Shema Nesina. Can force the coin to accept a five slime. So explains the Ktzos that you see that Pidgin HaBen is a Prias Chov. And Prias Chov, Baal Korcho Shema Piron. If I owe somebody money, lo alai v'lo aleichem, and I pay him back, which is a mitzvah, Prias Baal Chov mitzvah. You can pay him back Baal Korcho. He says, "I don't want to accept it." He's, "Sorry, Charlie. Putting the money in your account, whether you like it or not." Prias Baal, Prias Chayiv Baal Korcho Yishma Priya Piroin. It works. Here also it works. So one can forcibly give the five slime. So you see from this that the gather of Pidgin HaBen is Prias Chov. And therefore, Nesina Baal Korcho Yishma Nesina. Just like by Eloiv and Amalvet. Frektik Tzois that we see from Tosis in Kedushin, very short Tosis over there, and Davches, that by Pidgin HaBen you need the Smichas Das of the Kohen. You need that the Kohen should know that this is worth five slime. We see in the Sugya there. So you see, you need Smichas Das of the Kohen. But why would you care about the Smichas Das of the Kohen? That you have the Kohen's Das, that this is worth what you say it's worth. If Nesina Baal Korcho Shema Nesina, what do we need his das for? B'cha? So l'chor we have a stira. On one hand, we have that Nesina Baal Korcho Shema Nesina. On the other hand, you need the Smichus das of the Kohen, which implies that you need the Kohen's das. So which one is it? That he needs to know that it's worth the five slime that it's purported to be worth. He has to trust, yeah, he has to trust it, he has to have smichas das. So do you need the das of the Kohen or not? Stira. Rebbe Chanan, the real Rebbe Chanan, is a little bit of an imposter walking around. I don't want to say who it is, but I'm talking about the real Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, in his Kovetz Shiurim in Kedushan Oslam Vav, asks that it says in Kedushan and Davav Amid Beis, that Pidgin HaBen works if it's a matana amenas lahachzir, if you give a gift on a condition that it should be return. Wait a second, T.O. coach, if Pidgin HaBen is Prias Chov, have you ever heard of a Prias Chov working as a matana amenas lahachzir? A man borrows from his friend $5,000 and the due date is the 16th of June, and 16th of June he gives him the money and he says amenas lahachzir, on condition that you return back the money to me after I return the money that I borrowed. Sarbitnish doesn't. These games don't go. So if it's Priyas Chov, how does Matanas Pidgin have been working with Matanas and Snachzir? Priyas Chov, Matanas Asli, it doesn't work. So how does Pidgin have been yes work? So it must be that it's not a Priyas Chov. The only way it can work as a matana maslahachs by priyas chov is if the malve is moichel. Comes back to the malve, he says, here's $5,000, I'm an aslahachsir. So malve says, vakasha, I'm moichel on the chov. I've been moichel toivus, like they say in the shtetl. So if he's moichel b'seder. But sweet friends, we have to remember that by pidgin aben, mechila doesn't work. The coin can't be moichel and say, yeah, it's b'seder, I'm moichel. Don't give me the five slime. If I did, there's no mechila. So it can't be Priyas Chov, because if it's Priyas Chov, then it doesn't work on Matanas Lahachzir, because Matanas Lahachzir only works with the Malv if he's Mochel. And by Pidgin HaBen Mechila doesn't work. In the Sefer Teferes Tzion of Hagoyin, Reb Rifkin, very, very choshev rav, if I'm not mistaken, in St. Louis. In Simen Yud Ches, it was the Chabadnik, very big Talmud Chacham. In He'ara number 7, he asks that we find in Halacha that Pidgin HaBen has to be b'kesef or b'shav b'kesef, v'davra ha'metaltil v'digufoy mamon. It has to be something that's movable, and that itself is worth money, and that comes to be memayet lafuke karkos, which is not metaltil, and shtaris, which is not gufo mamon. Chayra, if the gedder of pidgin aben is piron, it's priyas chov, it's repaying a debt that he owes a debt to the kohen. The Torah made this debt, so then we're in shrabel. Because why does a debt have to be davra metaltil v'gufo mamon? It's a regular debt that he just owes the coin. The Torah says you owe the coin 5 slime to redeem your son that way. Then why would we say it's only davra metaltil v'gufo mamon? Apel of a hafle. So the Ktzo says that it's muchach from Tosfos that since the Gabe Pidgin HaBen we require smichus das haKohen, so it's muchach that it's not just priyas chov, that there's a mitzvah of nesina. And if it's a mitzvah of nesina and it's not just priyas chov, then you're not yotze the din nesina b'nesina baal karcho, and that's why you need smichus das of the Kohen. Because Nesina Baal Korcho doesn't work, you need Smichus Das of the Kohen. And it's not a Piron Chov. So if it's a mitzvah of Nesina, then we'll understand why Mechila doesn't work by Pidgin HaBen. Because it's a mitzvah of Nesina. If it was just a Piron Chov, so let him be Mochel. But by Pidgin HaBen, you can't be Mochel. Because it's a mitzvah of Nesina. And al yidei mechila, you're not makayim the mitzvah of nesina. Just the piron chov b'vakasha. But it's the mitzvah of nesina. There can't be mechila. He has to actually give it. And if we understand that way, that it's a mitzvah of nesina, then we understand why it's davar metalta b'gufo mamon. Because it has to be, there's a special din here. It's not just piron chov. Piron chov, what does it have to be davar metalta b'gufo mamon? Whatever you give him, you give him. But if it's in the mitzvah of Nesina, then they're special tonight. What exactly you're allowed to give, what you're not allowed to give? It's Gzeres HaKosuv, Davar Metalta V'Gufo Mamon, as the Gemara learns. And we also understand why in Atanam and Aslahachzir work. If it's Piron Chov doesn't work in Atanam and Aslahachzir. But this Nesina, you did the Nesina, now you get it back. You did a Matana Gemura, and then he gives it back to you, so we understand how that works. Then we run into a little bit of trouble. Because we have the Sugya and Kedushin and of Choftes. And Kedushin and of Choftes says What's the din if a person has his son to be poder, himself to be poder? Who comes first? So Tanakama says first him and then his son. Yehuda says no, his son comes first because it's the mitzvah on the father. So if it's me or my son, so who has to be poder? Me, my father. And I have to be poder my son. So if it's either me or my son, I got to do my son because me is my father's mitzvah. My son is my mitzvah. I have to do myself first. Okay, I do my son first. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So comes Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he says everybody agrees that if a guy only has five slime, he's for his son. Why? Because mitzvah degufei adifa. Ki pligi, where a person has five slime mishua bodim, and five slime b'nei chorim. In other words, five slime that he sold something before his son was born, and this is meshubah to his pigeon, and not to the pigeon of his son. And then he has five slime that are b'nei chorin, five slime that are free, that he has liquid, as they call it today. So Yehuda holds the nuvah the kol tachsiv b'tayra k'su b'shtay damya. Yehuda holds that a obligation that the Torah writes out. Torah is mechayev like pigeon aben. It's like it's written in the shtar. And therefore, with these five that he has liquid, he should redeem his son. And then the Kohen can go and take the Meshua Badim for the pigeon of himself. In other words, for the pigeon of the father. He takes the five slime that he has free and he redeems his son. And then the Kohen can come and take the five slime for pigeon Atzmo, because these five slime that he sold before were Meshubid to this chov of pigeon Atzmo. And the rabbi said, no, that milvah d'chsiv boi raisa lav kichsuv b'shtar damya. A milvah written in the Torah is not like it's written in a shtar, and therefore one cannot collect from the chasam Yeshua Badim. So it emerges then that if he's poda his son from the b'nei chorim, he cannot be poda himself with the Yeshua Badim, because it's not kichsuv b'shtar, and therefore mitzvah degufei adif. So you see from the whole mahalach of the sugya that we're talking about a shibud here. There's a lien on his property. So is it written? Is this milveh kechsuva b'shtar? Not kechsuva b'shtar. So that's the din v'dvarim bein takana kanakam Rav Yehuda. But we're definitely talking about a lien on somebody's property, an obligation that he has to pay. This is like a milveh. So if it's a matana, so what chov and shibud does he have on his property for stama matana? If it's a piron chov, so that I understand the discussion. But if it's a matana, what shibud on the property do you have for a matana? Matana is when it's a chov that a person has. It's like a milveh. The Gemara compares it to a milveh. So you see from here that it's like a chov. So again, we're going back and forth. We have rise this way and rise that way. We said we can answer a few questions if you say that it's a matana. We understand why you need smichus das. We understand why it has to be a davra metalta of a gufo mamon. We understand why matana as lahachzir works. But then how do you harmonize the Gemara and Kedushin with this? That the Gemara and Kedushin seems to say that it's a piron chov, and therefore there's a shibud nechasim. Not only that, we have a shtark akasha from the fact that if you say that the geder of pigeon aben is in sina, we paskin that if you have a suffik, if you chayim in pigeon aben, the din is hamoitzi mechaver ol avaraya. The kohen has to prove that you're chayim and the father is putter. Now, if it's a mitzvah of nesina, there's a mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah l'chumra, suffik deraisa l'chumra. But if it's a piron chov, hamotzmei chaver olav araya. So hamotzmei chaver olav araya works gevaldik with the mahalach that it's piron chov. But if you say that it's a mitzvah nesina, then how do you understand hamotzmei chaver olav araya? You have to be machmir misafik. That's what Rebbe Elchanan says again in the Kovet Shirim in Os Lamed Vav, Ayin Sham. This is all spoken out beautifully in the Sefer Meitau of Rav Kalmanson from New Haven, Connecticut. If you ever go there, I'd suggest you go to his Shirim. Very good. Or I think this is his brother. This is Rav Kalmanson from Connecticut. I think this is his brother in France. He's a brother in France. I think they're twins. Two Gaonim, Chabad Gaonim from I don't know, I guess from Lubavitch, town in Russia. Now we get back to Russian. I said at the beginning a Russian word, it works beautifully. The Mefarshim also ask, there's a beautiful siman on this in the Masis Moshe in Siman Nuntes or Moshe Chevroni. Maybe we'll give that over in a shir. We hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach or Chevroni's shir mar gur gishmak. Moshe Chevroni, the Maseis Moshe, like 16 chalokim, so gevaldik. So we paskin in Bechoras daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph that if the son dies after 30 days, the father has to give the 5 sloim to the kohen la'achar misa. So Frek Rav Chevroni, wait a second. If it's a mitzvah nesina, what mitzvah nesina do you have? You have a mitzvah nesina to be poured to this child, but the child is gone. So what mitzvah is there? There's no more child to do the mitzvah with. How can you say it's a mitzvah nesina? If you say it's a piron chov, then I understand. He was chayev at the 30-day mark, and now his son died, but he's chayev. There's a chov here. He has to pay. The Gemara Paskin says he has to pay. So the mashmos would then be that it's a piron chov. So again, we have both ways. If it's a piron chov, then we understand why he has to pay, even if the son died after 30 days, if he hasn't done the pidyon haben yet. And we understand the sugya in kedusha, which is mashma that it's a piron chov. But then we're troubled by the other sugyas. We're troubled why. If it's a piron chov, why do you need smichas das? Piron chov is even bal korcho. What do you need smichas das for? Of the kohen. If it's piron chov, then what do you need davar metalta v'gufo mamon? If it's piron chov, then how does matana as la'achzi work? So that would all imply that it's a matana, it's a nesina. So what are we going to do? So I'll tell you exactly what we're going to do, sweet friends. We're going to continue Yemitz Hashem the next time, and then hopefully the next time we're going to come to some sort of resolution, we hope, and we have a lot more. I'm saying, is it ever resolved? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says in his Akdama to Shas that Ein Talmudenu kechochmas hatishboiris v'atchuna erech is lashon she'ein moifis choitech. We have no absolute proofs in Gemara. You can always go this way, you can go that way, you can always ding. You have a svara here, you have a svara there, you have a raya from here, you have a raya from there. So it never ends. It's just a constant process of building and growing and learning more and understanding more and seeing it from this perspective and that perspective. Not like math. Math 3 plus 3 is 6. Ein al mal daber, chaval azman. Not chaval azman. A man in Hebrew, chaval azman means that was awesome. But in the olden days, chaval azman meant that it's a waste of time. It's literally what it means. So, not literally what it means, but that's what the expression means. The idiom, they want to call it. So, 3 plus 3 is 6. Yeah. 3 times 3 is 9. That's absolute. But in Gemara, it doesn't work that way. So we have a lot of ways to go, and a lot to learn. And we should be zelchatak a little more do the lame, lishmor velasa, l'kayim is called divrei samba, terotza behavu, and b'li neder. Hashem should give us the koach, and the moach, and the financial means, amir tashem, to continue these shiurim. Besimchu b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.